everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
They got to trade him. Trade him to the Dodgers. It's a perfect fit.
Bill Plaschke, you magnificent son of a gun. You've done it. You've defeated the Matrix, slew the Hydra, bent the mute to your will. Feast on your reward. Also appearing, Callis Show, Spain and Gutierrez.
Ah, pleasure to be here with the great Bill Plaschke.
I'm happy to be here.
He has to choose from, and he chose the one from L.A. There you go.
Look at that bonus Plaschke sitting at 25. But, Bill, you even called your shot better than that. Not that there would just be a trade. Listen to this.
The Dodgers will make that trade, and you'll have me on here, and you'll give me points because I'm saying it right now. They're going to take on David Price's salary. They're going to make that deal.
All right. The Red Sox trading Mookie Betts and David Price. The Dodgers acquiring Mookie Betts and taking on David Price's salary. That is how we... I should just stop talking. Why would I say another word? Bill Plaschke, Plinko points. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm going to be busy late October again, Tony. Keep me off the schedule, I'm afraid to say. The Dodgers are going back to the World Series. They are the World Series favorites right now, clearly. This is a team that scored the most runs and the best offensive team in the National League. Just got better with the top two player the last 4 years in baseball. But the best defensive team in the National League got better with a four-time Gold Glove winner. Mookie Betts is the right-handed leadoff hitter. They have been missing the last three or four postseasons when they've struggled down the stretch in the last series of the season. And the Dodgers did it. They gave up a prospect in Alex Verdugo, who's a pretty good prospect. They took on David Price.
This
money.
Is incredible. I've got carpal tunnel
they
right
want
now.
To win
Look
now.
At Bill Plaschke's point total, 63.
And they will win now.
63. Plaschke, I applaud you. It's a no-brainer. All right, so let's all now follow up Bill Plaschke if we can. He started with the Dodgers, so let's start there. Are the Dodgers now World Series favorites, Tim Kalishaw?
It's a tough act to follow. They're the National League World Series favorites. There's a team that picked up Gerrit Cole this year in the American League that is the actual World Series favorites. We'll let those two historic franchises battle it out in October. The funny thing about this deal, and it's a good deal, even though it's a one-year deal. The Dodgers probably aren't going to sign Mookie Betts when he turns into a free agent a year from now. They're adding a guy basically for the postseason. They win their division going away anyway. For whatever reason, Mookie Betts has been a terrible postseason hitter. Now, that doesn't have to stay.
To this point,
he had a home run in the World Series.
He had a home run in the World Series.
They got him out the whole World Series.
I've seen these tweets going around. Everybody's now breaking down the Dodgers lineup, which is about, how many is it? Half a dozen? Seven? Eight? Nine all-stars in their lineup? But they don't hit in the postseason. Sarah Spain, talk to us from the Dodgers' perspective first.
Well, I just hope for Bill Plaschke's sake that a team that has already lost to a team like the Astros for cheating doesn't find out that Mookie Betts was really great because he had the signs stealing affecting
his team. Oh, Sarah Spain, how dare you? How dare you?
That would be terrible. I'm just saying, that would be absolutely terrible. No, the Dodgers are the favorites, and they've been the favorites or among the favorites for the last couple of years. But the playoffs in baseball are crazy. You need to be healthy, and everybody needs to be hitting right, and you need to not have a team cheating that's playing against you. So hopefully... They can pull it off. It's been a long drought. They've been set up for success the last couple of years. Just, Bill, I wouldn't recommend making such bold predictions about them actually winning the World Series because that hasn't worked out quite as well.
Wow, Sarah Spain, all right. And Israel Gutierrez.
I'm making it anyway.
Now is not the time to rip on Bill Plachke. I saw a headline earlier today that said the 20s will be the Dodgers' decade. Nope, it's going to be Bill Plachke's decade. He's got LeBron. He's got Anthony Davis. And now he's got Mookie Betts, even if it is for a year. In terms of predicting the regular season or the World Series winner, teams are going to change. The Dodgers themselves might improve. They're probably going to pick up a pitcher or two or whatever they need to do, because at this point, you pick up Mookie Betts, and if there is the fear that he's going to go somewhere else and get $400 million, then you better win it next year, so you know they're going to shell out some more money.
Bill, talk to me a little bit more about this team right now, because while all the offense is there, Ryu, Maeda, Hill is gone from last year, where are they with their rotation?
They have Walker Buehler, one of the top five young starting pitchers in baseball. True. Clayton Kershaw, Hall of Famer, is the number two starter. They can work David Price and rest him and get him ready for the postseason.
We're already resting David Price?
Absolutely. They're going to play this season. This team's about late October now. This team's not about April.
Load management, so baby. Load management. We're already load managing the Dodgers. All right. I love your optimism, though, Bill. 60 points. By the way, scoring record on the show is 74 set by Freddie Mercury, 71 set by Woody Page. So Plachke's within reach. Trading Mookie Betts. Let's talk about that. It marks one of the worst days in recent Red Sox history. Chad Finn, Boston Globe. Red Sox spit at the fans with Mookie Betts' trade. A selfish, senseless move. Stephanie Abstein, SI.com. Tim Kalishaw, how should Red Sox fans swallow breaking up the team and directly not wanting to spend money?
I'm going to try to make Red Sox fans feel better. I may fail miserably. This is not that bad of an idea, what they're doing here.
Okay.
In a year, as I said, he's going to be a free agent. And, you know, maybe Boston could have re-signed him for who knows how much money. He's had 1 year that was truly Hall of Fame. The rest of his years are very good, but he's never had an OPS in these other years higher than 135. Again, that's very good. That's not Hall of Fame like he was in 2018. They've blown their money on Sale, on Eovaldi, on Price, who they just got rid of. But now they can use what they would have spent on Mookie on four players. When the time
Tim
comes,
loves trading away a 27-year-old former
MVP. Love it.
I hear what you're saying. Sarah Spain, from the Red Sox perspective.
Yeah, those other years weren't that good, even though he got MVP votes in every single full season that he's played.
Oh, boy, Tim.
This is a guy who could be getting even better. How should Boston Red Sox fans feel? Well, let's see. They don't have a manager. Their team is currently under investigation for cheating. Their team just raised ticket prices and probably won't have Tom Brady in the city either. So I think they should probably feel pretty bad. I understand the desire to have flexibility with cash, to not lose draft picks and overpay in the luxury, but you are at the Boston Red Sox. You make $500 million a year in revenue. This is the best player you've had in decades, and anything you might get via draft or free agency would be a dream if they were anything like the guy that you already have. You don't send him away so that you're flexible, so that you might one day get someone else back who won't even be as good as
Israel Gutierrez. What do you say to Red Sox fans?
Yeah, I mean, I say to Tim, if this is them changing their model, perhaps, or doing something slightly differently, then why offer him what they did for an extension, 10 years, $300 million? What was the tipping point when they were initially negotiating? Did him rejecting that sort of turn them off to him and then sort of decide to move away? It doesn't really make much sense for a franchise valued at $6 billion, the third highest value in all of sports. And if you're a Red Sox fan, you're looking at this like, all right, convince me that this was the right trade, because I don't see this. The Gold Gloves are there, too. I mean, it's not just the offense with Mookie Betts. And so, to me, I'd be very frustrated. I'd have to wonder what the big picture is. And if they're never going to pay another player that kind of money, then show me how you're going to win World Series.
Bill, I know it's difficult not to just focus on the Dodgers here for you. But from the Red Sox perspective, how do you even begin to explain this to their fans?
Yeah, I mean, you have basically two teams, $2 billion franchises. Both of them have a chance to rent a player for one more year. The Dodgers stepped up to the plate. The Red Sox did not. Shameful on the Red Sox for letting this guy go. He was only had him for a year. But this is a team basically intact that won the World Series 2 years ago. I realize they don't have the manager. I realize the sign stealing scandal is clouding their over everything. It doesn't matter. You don't trade a Mookie Betts like that because you don't want to pay him the kind of money the Red Sox are making. I'm happy for the Dodger fans. The Dodgers
yes, I believe that's been expressed by you accurately. Yeah, yeah. Tim Kalischer, you're playing golf today. You're one of their par. Please, do something.
I say to Izzy, A, why are you wearing a neck roll? Are you playing outside linebacker in a flag football game later? And B, it's not just a matter of going over the luxury tax. It's going over it a third year in a row, which is 50%, which is basically saying they don't want to spend an extra $100 million when they have a bad pitching staff.
So what you're saying is these small market teams have no chance of making it in the – like small market like Boston – have no chance of making it in Major League Baseball. Yeah. Great line with the neck roll line. Looking at Brian Bosworth here. We'll move on. How about them Chiefs? Where was the snow for this parade, by the way? What are we doing out there? Repeat talk, dynasty talk, and just Patrick Mahomes talk we got today. That voice, more gone than usual for Mahomes. But one thing is clear, he won't have to buy ketchup for his stake in Kansas City ever again. But let's talk about this, his contract. Chiefs reportedly open to negotiate now, even though he's got one more year on his rookie contract. These are the top 10 highest paid quarterbacks. You see Wilson, Roethlisberger, and Rodgers on there. Breeze as well. They've won Super Bowls. Here's the thing, though. Not one of these guys won those Super Bowls after signing their biggest contract. That sounds very big to me, but maybe it's not big to you. Tim Kalischer, knowing that, how should the Chiefs proceed here with Mahomes?
That is a big deal, although Mahomes will be signing his deal after really just playing two seasons and being in the league 3 years. I think he will have his eye on that $40 million mark, making a big jump up. I'd say the good news for the Chiefs is Lee Steinberg, who got back into the game a couple years ago and hit his own gold mine by getting Patrick Mahomes, is not a guy who's known for being the most antagonistic, hold your guys out forever. So I think they will get clearly the biggest deal, but he's somebody you can work with, and they'll get it done before the next CBA.
Sarah Spain, we saw that list. All the high-paid quarterbacks, their teams don't win Super Bowls. So how should the Chiefs proceed here?
Well, like the guy not shown in that parade montage who was losing his pants trying to climb a tree, the Chiefs are in a tough spot. And the problem is, right now, Patrick Mahomes is only taking up 2.3% of their cap space. At the projected cap space for next year, with a $40 to $45 million a year salary, he would go from 2.3% to 20 to 22% of their cap space. That's why it's so hard to win once these guys get that money, because now you can't afford to pay for a great defense and great weapons around him. Should he take less? I'm not in a position to tell anybody to take less than what they're worth. It's just a question of whether he wants to have the dynasty that people are already projecting them to be or be the highest paid guy. It's left to see whether you can have both.
Israel Gutierrez, how do you read this?
It doesn't really feel like it's that tough of a spot because they're already cashing in. They've already got one Super Bowl. If they win, one out of the next two before they actually have to pay him all that money, then look, they're going to look like a team that had a tremendous run. You can call it a mini dynasty in today's NFL. But if I'm the Chiefs, of course, like you do whatever it takes. You pay the market value for him. And if it means you have to lose, let's say, a Tyreek Hill and then find another super speedy receiver, well, my contention is I've got Patrick Mahomes. I'm going to make that receiver as good as Tyreek Hill, or I'm going to make this running back as good as anybody that's playing behind me. And so, yeah, obviously Andy Reid.
Bill Plaschke.
Rams fans were going crazy last year with all the distractions because they weren't signing the losing quarterback in the Super Bowl. They finally signed Goff and everything went away. This is a big deal. When your quarterback is out there, not certain what's going on in the future, that affects everyone in the organization. They've got to pay him and pay him now, if for no other reason than to let everybody know he's a leader, he's here, and no distractions. Again, the Goff thing was nuts, and he lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, the Rams specifically have about three of the 20 highest paid players in the sport, and they're not even making the playoffs this past season. All right.
There's no distractions.
But no distractions. Taking a break right here. We're going to go away with that video that Sarah Spain loves so much. The fan at the parade today, who's, he got up at the crack to see this parade. He had to enjoy. All right. Also, one more thing. Super Bowl pick to address. Plaschke, Gutierrez already got their points. Kalischer is mute. Sarah Spain, not too shabby with the clairvoyance there either. Here's some points for Sarah Spain. But everybody's trailing Bill Plaschke right now. Plaschke, 64, all-time record within reach. Fire still next.
I'm going for it.
I get it.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Bucks 120, Pelicans 108, Giannis 34-17, 6 in 33 minutes. Zion 27-5 on 5 of 19 shooting. He did have that rip the ball from the hands moment, which the NBA stats should start calling just a Zion. But after the game, Giannis indicating Zion is going to have a bright future. Quote, he's going to have a bright future. End quote. Bill Plaschke, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that Zion, against an elite defense, we saw he's got a little ways to go. He was 1-for-6 with 2 turnovers when Giannis guarded him. He shot 26% when all 5 different guys were on him. The block shot was very indicative. He hasn't had a shot blocked like that, I don't think, in the ACC. He has a little ways to go.
Tim Kalisha?
My takeaway is this young man has a bright future. I wouldn't worry too much about 5-for-19 against one of the best defensive teams and best teams in the league. He was shooting over 60% coming into this. I just wonder what happened to the threes he made on that opening night when he made 4 and he hadn't made one since.
Sarah Spain?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Zion's game is going to be and the bright future that everybody believes is to come. But I'm more focused on Giannis here. Like you mentioned, 34-17-6 in 33 minutes. Yeah. Bucks are beating the brakes off people. Yeah. This is the guy that I like to see step up when he's got other stars opposite him. Those are fun to watch.
Israel Gutierrez?
I mean, look, again, it's not the day to rip on Bill Plaschke and his nice point score. But this is 19 years old, Bill, and he's got a ways to go. Of course he's got a ways to go at 19 years old against Giannis, the MVP. And if Giannis is giving him compliments as the MVP, hey, he's probably going to be really good.
Everybody's trying to get those predictions, you know. Plaschke nails the Mookie Betts. Giannis is trying to predict that Zion has a bright future. Kalisha's trying to get on that. Very good. His future's ahead of him, Tim. We'll move on. Buy or sell 2, this column in the Dallas Morning News. Today, Dak Prescott selling himself now, and that's a problem for the Cowboys. Tim Kalisha wrote this column. I need you to buy or sell Tim Kalisha. Tim Kalisha.
Well, I'm going to buy this column. There's a lot here, but if I had to boil it down to a couple of things, it would be that Dak has been the ultimate Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Team Player, and at the Super Bowl, he started talking about, be sure to report that I won't be around the star practicing, and he's not happy with the franchise tag that's hanging out there March 10th. The Cowboys really didn't want to set the market on quarterbacks, so they've sort of let the market run over him, and now they got to figure out how to slot him in, but he's going to get a lot of money.
They let the market run over him. They let the market run over him, stop, back up, and run over him again. Sarah Spade, how about you?
Well, I think we have to buy it because it's behind a paywall, so we don't really have a choice. I'm buying the column, and I'm buying the points that Tim made because he's right. You decided that you wanted to address Ezekiel Elliott and make sure he was in there, but you were okay with making Dak wait. Dak bet on himself. It paid off, and now you are going to have to pay him because that's the only option.
Israel Gutierrez?
I mean, I generally sell Tim Kalisha. Today, I'm doubly selling him because he made me get some makeup on my neck roll. But I tend to agree with his column, even though I couldn't afford to read it all, because I do think that Dak Prescott, you know, as the market has run him over, and you look at what we just talked about Patrick Mahomes might get, you know, maybe his cost is going to be pretty reasonable. But doing the Zeke Elliott and going away from the star, it feels like it's putting additional pressure on Jerry. It worked for Zeke. It's probably going to work for
Dak. Go Plaschke.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The Cowboys got themselves into this mess. They let Zeke leverage them. They're now, Dak is doing the exact same thing. I don't think they have a choice. Well, they have one choice. They could go get Tom Brady, but
whoa,
I don't think that would
ever happen. Bill Plaschke pushing out there right now.
I'm going for the scoring record.
Thumbs up or thumbs down. Kalisha, Spain, and Gutierrez.
Oh, yeah, you know my take.
That's a prediction.
Saying Tom Brady, wow.
Yes, come on.
Now, this is very interesting. Bill Plaschke, 75 points.
Yeah.
You called your shot, Bill. Incredible job. Let me just get rid of Kalisha and Gutierrez here, and then we'll spend some more time with Bill Plaschke and Sarah Spade. So Plaschke sets the scoring record, 75 points. But now he's still got to finish the deal. He's going up against Sarah Spade, who's got 69 career wins. She's been stuck on that for a while.
Nice. Yeah.
You said it, not me. We'll see what happens in Showdown next.
I won't make it tough.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er.
try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
NBA trade deadline, 21 hours, 34 minutes away. A 12-player, 3-pick, 4-team behemoth. Look at this absolute unit. Rockets get Robert Covington, Hawks get Clint Capella, T-Wolves, Nuggets also appearing. Bill Plaschke, Sarah Spain, welcome to Showdown. Bill, how big of a deal is this? Is it so big it's not a big deal?
No, it's actually a very big deal for the Rockets. They really, they can use Rocco. He's a great wing defender, a lot of deflections. They were 10-1 when Capella was not in the lineup. They're going small now. Rocco fits it perfectly. It's a good move for the Rockets.
Yeah, good player in Capella, but he didn't seem to quite fit with the strategy they were going with, especially as they've gotten away from pick-and-roll play to going to one-on-one spaced out play. It's just a question of, in the postseason, if they got someone to body a guy. You got to body a guy in the postseason.
Right, they're going small, but also the report today is that they're looking for a center from the Eastern Conference. So who knows what to believe? No points. We'll move on. This very insignificant rebound by Austin Rivers last night in the final seconds of the Rockets game. Look at his reaction. He looks up to see the stats, to see James Harden was one rebound short of a triple-double, and he kind of took the rebound away. Sarah, how do you see that? Is it an honest mistaken reaction, or a sign triple-doubles are too consuming now?
Probably an honest mistake. The key here is you have to finish, right? You got to body a guy in the postseason. You got to finish. Are you getting what I'm going with here, Bill? Anyway, the point is that he should have gotten a rebound for himself and not depended on Austin Rivers.
You have a player who is apologizing for making a hustle play. It's gone too far, Tony. It's gone too far.
Did you see, speaking of hustle, did you see Harden in that play? He's working hard to get there. Didn't get there in time. No points. We move on. Three-point contest format change. Two more shots have been added to the three-point contest. These two are from deep. And 10 extra seconds were added so you can get those two shots in. Bill, good change or bad change?
Great change. You watch the NBA this year, nearly 300 shots have been made from 30 feet or longer. Everyone's taking those shots now. Put it in a contest.
This is like that meme. Nobody, absolutely nobody, NBA. We changed the three-point contest. No one wanted it to change. It was great, and that's a made-up shot. It's just an approximation of a deeper three. Stupid.
But everybody's doing it.
Line to agree with you, Sarah Spain. But...
thank you.
Well, Bill Plaschke, you went wire to wire today. You set the all-time scoring record. You deserve these 30 seconds, although you are getting it with 0 points in Showdown. Congratulations.
Yeah, so amid all the charm of the Chiefs' victory, one stain, and that's the tomahawk chop. It was heard by 101 million people around the world on the TV broadcast on Sunday. It was heard in the stadium. It's culturally insensitive. It's demeaning. I've talked to many Native American scholars and activists who said it portrays them as bloodthirsty savages. It's just wrong. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why they have to do it. What is it? I mean, it serves no purpose. How about adopting Andy Reid's cheer, Chiefs, something like that. But to do that again, I think and studies have shown it's detrimental to young Native Americans' self-image. It's wrong in the tomahawk chop.
Bill Plaschke, today's champion, the all-time scoring record set. Congratulations. 75 for Bill.
Record.